Okay, so could you please tell me, why did you choose hospitality and catering?
I enjoyed what we did in the lessons in year 7 and 8, and I was already working in professional catering, so I wanted to expand on what I was already doing.
I think it just appealed to me instead of something else, like, oh, I get to cook every other week. Mm-hmm. It's like kind of like I thought it would be like a free lesson, so I did it for like fun.
I like cooking.
Good. Okay. So you might have answered this, but what do you like about hospitality and catering?
It's definitely a more relaxed lesson than most of the other ones, so it's sort of a chance to sort of wind down and have some fun cooking with your friends.
And it's like a social aspect. It, like, in your seating plans when you're cooking, you might be opposite or next to someone that you wouldn't really talk to. So it's like getting to know other people in your year that you wouldn't normally talk to.
Brilliant. Anything else?
Like, you don't have to be like silent. Like, you can cook, but you can also speak to everyone.
Okay, good. Right, so would you offer any advice for year 8 pupils currently looking at option choices regarding hospitality and catering?
Be prepared to do more writing than you expect, especially in the coursework aspect, because lots of people expect it to just be all cooking, and actually there's a lot of knowledge that you have to remember regarding like nutrients and how the body works as well.
You have to have a lot of time for it, because during your coursework in year 11 you have to research outside of school as well as inside, so you have to have the time and the patience to do it.
Okay, good. Right, can you describe then what a typical lesson or a series of lessons looks like for hospitality and catering?
So for us in year 11, we'll have a double on 1 week, which is where we usually cook. And then the other week in our 2 singles will be our coursework lessons after we get our brief and our scenario to talk about.
Usually the non-practical lessons is one lesson in the classroom and one lesson in the IT room.
We have like a double 1 week, and then 2 of the other lessons we just like learn about different things.
Okay, good, excellent. Right, are there any NEA or non-exam assessed elements of the course for hospitality and catering?
Yes, 60% of the course is coursework, and then 40% is the written exam, which you'll do in year 11. And I think 40% of the coursework is the actual cooking aspect, and 60% of the coursework is like writing about what you're going to make, the nutrients in it and how it applies to the brief.
Very good, thank you. So I think you've just answered the question, what form do those NEA assessments take? Can you just expand on what the cooking aspect of the coursework is? What does that involve?
So you'll get a brief at the start, so whenever the brief comes out for the coursework, and it'll tell you like, it'll give you a location and an age, so you have to make 2 dishes. That's like a dessert, a starter, or a main course. You have to make 2 dishes that apply to like the ages and your clients that you have to cook for.
Excellent. Right, is there anything else you would like to say regarding studying hospitality and catering?
Again, just the time and patience you need for it.
Okay, good. Right, is there anything that surprised you about the subject?
Probably the cost of buying ingredients every other week and the pressure of buying like expensive ingredients just to get a high grade instead of buying maybe cheaper ingredients that might not reach the distinction grades that you're wanting.
Okay.
Like how much writing there actually is, it's not all just cooking.
Okay. Brilliant, thank you very much.